Hello, all!
And welcome it's been so long.
I know it has. It's been a while. And welcome to Since the second hello. Season of Rockstar. Here with me tonight, I have the lovely, the alluring Valkyrie Celeste.
Hello.
Yes. And the winner of Lone Star Season 2. And she is so sexy, ice cream gets hard for her, beloved star.
Oh my.
Oh my.
What an intro.
You introed yourself that way.
Off the record, Rockstar's apparently full of sex and ice cream.
I am eating ice cream.
Let's think about rock songs.
Sexy ice cream.
Mm-hmm. If you think about
There's
rock
some
songs.
Chocolate.
Sexy chocolate. No.
Sexy chocolate. Oh, okay. Are you guys ready to listen to some auditions?
Yeah.
You
have 8.
Wow.
I know. We have 8. That's a lot of people.
It is. Like 8 people.
Could be 0, but it's 8, so that's a lot.
Yeah.
It could be 0, but it's 8, exactly. So, are you guys ready to hear the first rocker?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to guess who it is?
I think it's okay. A sexy person.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
So is that a requirement for the show? You have to be sexy?
Yes.
Apparently.
Based on how sexy you are. No, I'm kidding. That's like so far.
If you're not attractive, you don't get through. No.
No. We're saving that for porn star. But I'm.
Oh, I think that has to happen.
Sure, you would win, obviously.
I mean, terrible.
Porn star coming soon.
Really funny. Okay,
not,
I'm good.
Not really. Okay. So, Blackjack is up first.
Yay.
Okay, let's look.
Is he porn star?
Maybe.
8 o'clock Monday night, and I'm waiting to finally talk to a girl a little cooler than me. Her name is Nona, she's a rocker with a nose ring. She wears a two-way, but I'm not quite sure what that means. And when she walks, all the wind blows and the angels sing. Cause she doesn't notice me, cause she's watching wrestling, creaming over tough guys, listen into rap metal, turntables in her eyes. It's like a bad movie. She's looking through me. If you were me, then you'd be screaming, "Someone shoot me!" As I fell miserably, trying to get the girl all the bad guys want. Yeah, she's the girl all the bad guys want.
Blackjack Avery.
Blackjack.
So. Seeing as Beloved Star is our new judge, she can go first. Uh-oh.
I knew you were going to do that.
Pressure's on. Pressure's on.
Yay. I feel so out of practice. Oh, my. Oh, my. All right.
So
okay. Blackjack. There's something in my throat. Okay, Blackjack. I like
that.
That
was
going
to be an example for something.
No, I'm just joking, that's all. I like this style of rock for you. It works with your voice, and I thought it sounded good. I don't know the song itself, which seems to be a theme with me, a running theme. But
I liked
it. I thought it was...
I liked it. I didn't know the song, but I liked it.
Yeah, I think for an audition, this was pretty good. I liked it. Woohoo.
Woo.
I'm done.
Dot, dot, dot.
Oh, okay. And you're done? Okay.
Yeah. Is that bad? Should I say more?
No, you're good. Less we'll let you slide for this one time. yeah, Blackjack, I really liked your attitude on this song. I also don't know the song, so I'm not any better than Sheree. But I really loved, like, the way that you performed it. It was just, like, felt very rock starry. Like, you had super good, like, you were like, ah, bam, woo, awesome.
And it was sexy. Like,
it was just
hands
really good.
In the air.
Yeah, it was good. I think that this kind of, like, I'm assuming this is kind of, like, emo-y rock. Because yeah, that's what I can imagine your voice on. So I think you'll do well on this show. And I'm excited to hear you progress. Valkyrie.
Yeah, I really liked this too. I loved the energy you had, and the layering you put in later was really cool. And I loved, like, the raspy kind of grunge thing you had going on with your voice. It was hot. So, you. Blackjack is sexy.
It's a six. Okay.
Are you making fun of me? Is that you mocking me?
I'm generally mocking you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I guess we should.
You should leave right now.
Uh-oh. I should. But I can't.
In a rage.
But
in a diva rage.
I'm addicted to Rochelle.
Okay. Guess who's up next?
Mom.
Oh, burn.
No, it's Jeffers, and we all know how even I feel about Jeffers. I love
Well, Jeffers could be your mom.
That'd be so weird. I hope not. Let's say he's not. Let's say he's not my mom. Okay, Jeffers is next.
Hear the sounds of the falling rain. Coming down like an Armageddon flame. The shame, the ones who died without a name. Hear the dogs howling out a key to a hymn called Faith and Misery. And bleed the company who lost the war today. I beg to dream and differ from the hollow lies. This is the dawning of the rest of our lives on holiday.
So I realized after we stopped the last recording, we didn't say whether Blackjack got through or not. So you're just going to have to wait till the end. Everybody
lazy.
Is, not just Blackjack. It's like, oh, we forgot, so Blackjack has to wait till the end, but no.
Yeah. Or we could just say yes.
We'll tell the rest of you, though.
Nah, we'll just wait till the end at this point.
Dun dun dun.
Because it's more suspenseful. I like to keep up the suspense on my shows. Okay.
People just be like, I'm bored now, and they'll fast forward.
I know, right? Oh. Well, Jeffers sang a song by Green Day. Hey, Beloved.
By who?
Yeah.
Do you know the song?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Cool. I don't
For
know
once.
The song.
Val doesn't know the song. yeah, no, this is by Green Day, Val.
Oh.
Yeah. And I liked it. I thought it was there's like, you know how in this song, Beloved, they do the like yelly stuff?
Yeah.
I was like waiting for Jeffers to be like, oh, like yelling. Anyway.
I did that while I was listening.
Me too. I was like, where is she going?
We're nerds.
But it's okay because like I think it kind of would have been weird in an acapella audition.
It just goes,
ugh. So I'm really happy that you didn't.
I want that to be an audition, just someone going, ugh.
Somebody audition with just, and you'll get results. But
really,
I really
funny.
Liked
there's a lot of songs with that in it.
I know, right? I really liked Jeffers' energy. I thought it was really exciting and fun to listen to. It held my interest, and I am excited to have you on Rockstar.
It was exciting to listen to.
Oh yeah. Excitement.
Oh my.
What do you think, Valkyrie?
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be kind of shouty, a shouty song?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was gonna say it sounded like borderline shouty, but if it's supposed to be like that, then you did a good job.
Yeah, that's why Beloved and I were talking about the yelling.
I don't know. Like, it was a good audition. I kind of wish you had a different type of energy to it now, though, because it sounded like it needed to be like rage. And you were like, I am Happy Jeffers and I'm going to dance in the sunshine. And if, so I kind of wanted like a different type of
Leprechaun.
emotion.
Really funny.
But that's about it, really. Yeah, it was a good audition and your singing was good.
Ooh. Cherie, are you available to critique?
Yeah, why wouldn't I
Oh,
be?
it sounded like you were cracking up.
Oh, I was laughing, yes. I do that from time to time.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Okay, Jeffers, I thought this was good from you. I liked you singing it, and this is kind of a hard song because those parts where it goes low, it jumps really quickly, a lot of notes, and you hit them right on, and it was nice, and I liked it. Yay. The end.
Yay. All right. So I guess we should move on to the next person.
We should.
Which is Ms. Voice of an Angel.
You.
Find glory in a song that rings true, truth like a blazing fire, an eternal flame. Find one song, a song about love, glory from the soul of a young girl, a young girl. Find the one song before the virus takes hold, glory like a sunset. One song to redeem this empty life. Time flies, and then there's no need to endure anymore. Time dies.
Miss Voice of an Angel. I feel like I haven't
Whoa.
heard you sing in a really long time.
Because
Yeah. you haven't. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up.
What'd you think, Valk, ignoring Tree?
Oh,
sob. I thought the first half was good, and it's some of the better singing I've heard you do, but then, like, you went all crazy at the end. Like, I don't know. It sounded like you, like, went into head voice when you didn't really have to, because, like, the song didn't, you didn't really need to do that at the end, so I'm kind of confused why you did. I thought the emotion could have been a little more. It was pretty good, though, overall. I just wish you didn't go in all high at the end because it didn't really fit the rest of the audition.
Beloved.
Yeah, I agree with Valk. One problem I have with a cappella auditions sometimes is with songs like these, it's a lot of people like don't get the emotion right because I don't know. It just feels weird singing it when you're not singing with music, you know? So it comes out different. There's just not that driving energy. But yeah, I agree with Valk on the second half of the song and all that. But you did sound really nice in the beginning. I liked your tone a lot.
Woo.
Yeah, I agree with both Valk and Beloved. Like the beginning actually to me sounded like a little bit off. Like it felt like you sang the melody kind of strangely, but like your singing itself sounded good. But I agree with Valk that it sounded like you didn't need to go into your head voice, and it was kind of like, what? And then, yeah, I don't know. This, I think you could have had a little bit more emotion as well. So I was on the fence.
Dun dun dun.
But we're not talking about anything until the end. So, up next is Russ.
Oh my.
Russ. Moonbeam Russ has returned.
I hope it's Moonbeam Russ.
Me too. I really want Moonbeam Russ.
This is lost on me.
It's my favorite type of Russ that there is.
Pretending I know what you're talking about.
Last season on Rockstar, he did some, like, hippie-ish type rock, and so I dubbed him Moonbeam Russ.
Yeah, which is really funny. So, maybe Russ will be Moonbeam. Let's see.
Dizzy! I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning like a whirlpool, it never ends. And it's you, girl, making it spin. You're making me dizzy. First time that I saw you, girl, I knew that I just had to make you mine. But it's so hard to talk to you with fellas hanging around you all the time. I want you for my sweet pet, but you keep playing hard to get. I'm going around in circles all the time. Dizzy, I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning like a whirlpool, it never ends. And it's you, girl, making it spin. You're making me dizzy. I finally got to talk to you and told you just exactly how I felt. Then I held you close to me and kissed you and my heart began to melt. Girl, you've got control of me because I'm so dizzy I can't see. I need to call a doctor for some help.
Okay, that'll do it.
Shoo, Paul.
I didn't say the whole phrase.
Oh, righty shoopa.
It's like so funny when you do it. I don't know. Oh my god.
Shoopa's waiting.
Oh my god. All right, beloved. What was your take on Russ?
I like these for you, Russ. Whoa, what?
You just cut out for a second.
Oh, I just said that I liked this as an audition for him. He sounds like he has improved in rock, and I liked it.
Yeah, I liked this for us, too. I thought he had a good amount of energy, which is what I'm saying about everybody tonight, apparently. But I feel like for rock, you like need to have like an intense like energy. Yeah, and I think that you sounded a little strainy towards the end, but it wasn't a huge deal. It, like, didn't, it wasn't, like, a song ruiner or anything.
Song ruiner.
So, you guys didn't really,
wanna, like, kill myself really or anything. Oh my
god. Yep, but, yeah. What did you think, Val? Did Moonbeam Russ return?
No, but does he want to be called Pirate Russ now?
Yeah, for some reason your file Russ just said Pirate.
Pirate, I assume you want to be called Pirate Russ now.
About it.
Maybe. yeah, I really like this too. I like the, it had like a real like 80s rock kind of feel to it. And you kept the energy up throughout the whole thing. My only note was, like, in the middle of the song, it sounded like you were running out of breath, so...
Oh, I noticed that, too.
Yeah, and, like, after the first verse, you were, like, I don't think you took a breath that was big enough. So I think, like, just as a note, because I know you've been told that in the past, like, take bigger breaths or, like, half breaths in between phrases or something if you feel like you're going to run out of breath. But other than that, I really thought this was a good audition.
Good job, Russ.
Oh, Russ.
Keep
Moonbeam
it up,
slash Pirate Russ. Shoe Puff Russ.
Shoe Puff Russ? Oh, ain't no potty like a Russell Gold potty. Okay, Melly is next.
Oh, yeah.